Jesus said, "Do not work for the food that spoils, but for the food that endures. O God, give us this food always, and may we give it to others. Amen." When I was a child, now over half a century ago, there was a commercial that struck me then and has stuck with me since. It advertised Wonder Bread. The ad said, "Wonder helps build strong bodies 12 ways. It was soft, it was white, and if you believed the ad, it helped build strong bodies because of its 12 added ingredients. It was leavened, and it was full of so many preservatives that even if you left Wonder Bread outside its cheery white packaging with red, yellow, and blue balloons on the wrapper, it would not spoil. So among its many other wonders, Wonder Bread seemed to stay fresh nearly forever. Last week, Jesus fed the multitudes with leavened bread, and the number 12 played a role also. After the thousands all had their fill, the leftovers filled 12 baskets full of fragments. Fragments that Jesus commanded be gathered up so that, as he said, nothing would be lost. The 12 baskets symbolized that Jesus had provided enough food not just for the thousands who had gathered to hear him teach, but far more than that, enough for the whole of the people of Israel, all 12 tribes, to have enough to eat. In so doing, Jesus had provided what the prophets had foretold of the Messianic age, that everyone would sit under his or her own vine and fig tree and have enough to eat. And so the crowds chased after him to get more bread. But there is a problem with what they seek, as Jesus himself points out. No matter how much bread was left over, and no matter how much more bread Jesus might make for them, eventually that kind of bread would spoil. For unlike Wonder Bread, it was not loaded with preservatives. In time, it would spoil. As a bread maker on NPR once said of bread, "There's a very fine line between fermentation and putrefaction." For the very same kind of metabolic reactions that cause the yeast in bread dough to ferment also produce the bacterial fermentation that causes bacteria in bread to putrefy and spoil the loaf. And so in Jesus' day and in all times before the advent of refrigeration or artificial preservatives, over time, the turning of yeast's fermentation into putrefaction meant the difference between eating bread that would build up the body or eating bread that had spoiled and could lead to sickness or even death. Jesus senses that the crowds are following him for the wrong reason. He says in another place that they want to make him king, the messianic king who will provide them bread over and over, keeping them well fed. But Jesus refuses to be the kind of earthly king they want, a kind of Jewish version of a Roman emperor providing panem et circenses, bread and circuses, keeping the people content for as long as the bread and miracles last. Jesus wants to provide them something of greater depth. He wants to provide them with his very self, the divine sustenance that God has sent him into the world to be, a sustenance that would not spoil, in both senses of the word spoil. Jesus was to be in the fullness of his goodness, his unselfish self-giving that desires peace and justice, love and life forever. Jesus desires to be in those senses lasting bread that would never putrefy, but feed forever. And Jesus meant to be for them something that would not spoil them, so that he would be a different kind of Messiah than a spoiled King David, grabbing and devouring a beautiful Bathsheba for his wife. Jesus wanted to be for them true and lasting sustenance, so that they could grow up not only into stronger bodies, but stronger souls. Souls that, like him, would be unselfish, that would share food and peace and goodness with one another, giving themselves as bread to one another, just as he was going to give himself as bread for them. First, at the Last Supper, and then at every Eucharist from Maundy Thursday until the end of this world, when this world passes from being a world of bread that spoils and does not last into the world to come, where the very substance of God feeds forever and never spoils. So what does this bread of life that is Jesus' very heart and soul look like? Of course, in an immediate way, it looks like what we will do together here in just a few minutes. We will take just a small bit of bread, and thanking God for it, we will break it and give it and share it so that it is enough for each of us. And more than enough for just us, it is enough for all who would come to this table, for all. For the rich and the poor, for the well-known and the unknown, for those swift of mind and for those slow to understand, for the already compassionate and the not yet able to forget self enough to be able to step aside so that someone else could step forward to the table first. And when we step to this table together, we begin to carry within us the very life and soul of Jesus. And we begin to be transformed from people who seek bread and miracles for ourselves so that we might begin to become bread and miracles for others. An example? England was sinking into the darkest days of the war in the early months of 1942. Hundreds were dying as Liverpool, Exeter, and Bath were blitzed by the German Luftwaffe. But in the midst of that, on July the 31st, 1942, 79 years ago yesterday, a group of Quaker scholars and social activists, together with some university academics, gathered in Oxford and founded Oxfam, more formally known as the Oxford Committee for Famine Relief, and began a campaign for food supplies to be sent through the Allied naval blockade to starving women and children in Axis-occupied Greece. They themselves were hungry, for rationing had already begun in England, but they were hungry for more than bread for themselves. Not seeking food for themselves, or peace for themselves, or goodness for themselves, they acted for the sake of others, seeking food and peace and goodness for those far away from them in Greece. And so they became, as it were, the very bread of life. They became Jesus for the women and children of Greece. And to this day, Oxfam seeks to provide bread and goodness for the hungry and those whose lives have been ravaged by war and sickness around the world. Jesus, bread of life, bread that doesn't spoil, bread that lasts. And another example, closer to home and closer to our own time, I think of another time when Jesus, bread of life, was made manifest in something more lasting than just the bread of one meal. You've heard me speak about Paul's Place before, a soup kitchen in Baltimore. And this took place at Paul's Place in the Pigtown neighborhood of Baltimore, right after lunch on the eve of Thanksgiving in 1983. I was one of the volunteers that day in the soup kitchen, and a young black man whom I had never before seen at lunch came up to me and asked if he could help me with the cleanup as lunch was coming to a close. I welcomed his help warmly. He and I together bagged up the trash and shared some easy conversation as we carried the trash bags down the fire escape from the kitchen into the alley behind the parish hall. As we descended those steel stairs and began to load the trash into the dumpsters, I heard him say, "You know, Father, you all serve some real good food up there, but you serve something that tastes even better and lasts longer. You serve love and peace up there." For a while, I was tongue-tied, and I watched him toss his bags of trash into the dumpster. I turned away from the dumpster, climbed back onto the bottom landing of the fire escape to grab the last two bags of trash, and then I heaved them into the dumpster. I had finally found my voice again, and I wanted to say thank you to him, but he was gone. I looked each way down the alley, and I did not see him. I ran down the alley and out onto Washington Boulevard, and he was not to be seen. To this day, I believe that Christ himself visited Paul's Place that day in the person of that black man and helped me to learn that Jesus, the bread of life, can be found not just in the bread of the Eucharist, not just in the bread of a soup kitchen, but in any place where food and peace and love are shared. For these are the bread of life, and they last beyond any one meal and any miracle, however stirring. And so I say to you, as Jesus said to them so many years ago, do not work for the food that spoils, but for the food that endures. May it be so. Amen.